Well, I've got another quiz question for you today. I'm going to put a picture up here of four characters, and I want you to think about what they all have in common. Hold the thoughts, don't shout out, and we'll come to it again a bit later. So there you go. Four people, characters, some real, one fictional. Think about what do you think they all might have in common. Later, Brenda, keep it to yourself. I'm afraid there's no prizes. Don't shout out. That long enough for you to think? I'll put it up again a bit later. Not now, Gary, a bit later. Okay, perhaps you can take that down now, Ian, and we'll come back to that a bit later on. Interesting. So, first of all, may I say, well done, everyone. We've made it through to the end of another year. Are you exhausted? Or are you just glad to see the year out? I've had enough of 2023. Yeah. Or are you sort of, you're standing on the edge of a new year, you're just raring to go. I can't wait to get back into the routine, go back to work. I've had a brilliant year. This year is going to be even better that's gone before. Maybe you're somewhere in between, just meh. It's just another day, just another year. Are you looking forward or dreading next year? Will you be reflecting on the year that has gone by, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent? Will you be looking perhaps to change some things as you go into next year? Well, I'm sure you've heard plenty of sermons or talks, both in church, work, secular settings, on similar lines. You come into the end of the year, you have your team meeting. Let's think about what was good about this past year. What can we learn? What can we do better? Blah, blah, blah. Anybody else had those kind of things? We obviously haven't worked in Parliament then. Well, if you're expecting that type of a message on the last day of the year, well, I'm hoping to offer you something slightly different, but maybe not. We'll see. So, the one thing about being in a church with both Chinese and English congregations, and I'm really sorry that the Chinese haven't joined us this morning because that was the original plan, is we get to celebrate New Year twice. How good is that? We celebrate English New Year sort of later on today and into tomorrow, and the Chinese New Year we kind of have a night, don't we? They go from the 10th of February until the 24th of February, so they really know how to celebrate New Year. So, does anybody here know what next year will be, 2024 for the year? It will be the year of the dragon. Well done, Richard. Was that a guess or did you know? Yeah. So, it's good to celebrate, isn't it? Either just celebrating that we've had a bad year and it can only get better, or celebrating because we've had a good year and it's going to get even better. Right. So you've no doubt heard the pop song, haven't you? I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Roy Wood and Wizard. Yeah. Really? How boring and exhausting that would be. Yeah. Spot on, young man. I couldn't cope with it being Christmas every day or New Year every day, but I can cope with two New Year celebrations in one year. Ian, could we just have our little slide back up, please? So then, does anybody know or think they know what these characters might have in common. Noah. I don't come from London. I work there, but I'm not from London. Faith. They've all been to, well, yes, they've all been to London. Well, we know the Queen does, we know Paddington Bear does, and I do. We don't know about King Charles, do we? Maybe he likes, yeah. I nearly bought one with me this morning, but Thomas used the last of the bread up to make his breakfast, so couldn't do that this morning. No, I don't. No, not under my hat. No, but do like marmalade sandwiches. Right. Yes.
Alice.
No, I've not been to. Well, I've stood outside, but I've not been in. Yeah, they have, but no. Oh. I don't know about Paddington Bear. He might have done. I haven't read all the books. That was a long time ago. No. Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to catch you out. If I'd have just shown a picture of the Queen and Paddington Bear, would that help? If we take out me and the King, would that help? No. Okay. Well, good job I didn't have a prize because nobody's won it. We all have two birthdays. Ah, light is beginning to dawn. Two birthdays. Now, the Queen and now King Charles, they have two birthdays. The day they were actually born and their official state birthday, which is celebrated with the Trooping of the Colour in Horse Guards Parade. Yeah, so they have two birthdays. Anybody remember why Paddington has two birthdays?
Once in the book, birth of birth, when it was first written, and then the other one was with his actual birthday, is actually written in the book as well.
Okay, so you're close. Paddington celebrates his birthday twice every year. The day he was found, Paddington wasn't too sure how old he was. So the Browns decided to start again at one. So it was the day he was found, and they decided he should have two birthdays a year, just like the Queen. And so he celebrates these on the 25th of June and the 25th of December. So that's how Paddington Bear has two birthdays. What about me? How do I have two birthdays? Anybody know? No. Spot on, Joy. I have two birthdays. The first one is 10th of November, the day I was born. And the second is March the 23rd, which is the day I was born again. Spiritual birth, the day I accepted I was a sinner, repented, and turned to Christ as Lord and Saviour. That was a long time ago, and actually the day before my brother's physical birthday. Now, many of you here will also have two birthdays, just like me. You might know the exact date, like I do, or maybe you have a birthday week, a birthday month, or a birthday year, because you can't really remember there's a specific day where you were born again. It was more of a process than the one-off event. So if you've got your Bibles, let's turn to John chapter 3. And we're going to read the first 18 verses. Nice in this day and age to still hear pages turning over. Right, John chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." There you have it. Jesus himself is the one that says, "You must be born again." There's only one way to enter the kingdom of heaven, and you must be born again. You've probably heard the phrase "born again" used about other people doing different things, like, "Oh, he's a born again jogger," you know, decided he wants to get fit. And suddenly he goes out running every day and he tells everybody about it. It's a phrase you do hear sometimes to refer to other than Christians. And then there are those people who say, "Oh, he's one of those born again Christians," as though there is more than one type of Christian. A true Christian is someone who is born again. Something the world doesn't seem to understand. Now, Jesus said there, it says a couple of times, "You must be born again." It's not "you should be born again," because it sounds like a good idea. It's not "you ought to be born again." It's not "maybe you should be born again." It's not "if it feels right for you, be born again." It's rather more forceful than that. You must be born again. No two ways about it. But why must you be born again? Let's look at Nicodemus. Can you imagine the look on his face in when Jesus says in verse 3, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again"? Huh? This is Jesus introducing a new concept here, isn't he? So no wonder Nicodemus was a little bit sort of puzzled by what Jesus was saying. What on earth does this man mean? Nicodemus was a Pharisee, which probably meant he was very well educated. He would have been well versed in the Old Testament, but he was totally confused by what Jesus said. And he immediately starts to think in human terms. Whoa, 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 whoa there, Jesus. Whoa, hold on, hold on. Are you kidding me? Once someone is born, they can't go back into their mother's womb and be born a second time. That's impossible. What on earth are you talking about? And you'll see, he effectively asks a rhetorical question because he knows it's completely impossible. He knows the answer is it is not possible for that to happen physically. But then Jesus gently points out to him, Nicodemus, you're thinking with your human brain, your human mind. You're not thinking from a heavenly perspective. The second time you're born, it's not a physical thing. You were right about that, Nicodemus. You can't be born a second time in that way. The second birth comes in and through the work of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's just time for us to step back a little bit and ask the question, why do you need to be born again? Well, Jesus makes it very plain in verses 14 to 18. Unless you're born again, you're condemned. Your sins won't be forgiven, and you won't have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Jesus makes it very, very clear there, doesn't he? Unless you turn and repent and accept Christ as Saviour, you're condemned to eternity in hell. And nobody wants that. There's only one way to get eternal life. There's only one way to get back into a relationship with God that was broken by Adam right at the very start. You must be born again. There isn't a second option. There's only one way. You know, we're just a few hours away from the end of this year. And the world is just getting worse, isn't it? Everywhere you look. There are conflicts in more than just Ukraine and Gaza. I read recently that there are 27 ongoing conflicts in the world, and there's probably more than that. There is political instability in many countries, including our own. There's talk about the next pandemic, like it's a certainty. Earthquakes all over the place, including in this country. Extreme weather is increasing. Family life is breaking down. Biological truth is being ignored. Economies are close to collapse. Law and order is breaking down. There is no respect for human life, especially the unborn. The technology is almost there for us all to be microchipped. Sounds a bit like the mark of the beast from Revelation. Everything that we reason about is in God's word, shows we're getting closer and closer to the reign of the Antichrist and the return of Christ. It's probably only going to get worse in 2024. But if Christ were to come today, would you be ready? Are you born again? Do you have two birthdays? You know, recently we've just celebrated Christmas. And in an increasingly hostile world, there is only one source of peace, but it is not from that gooey warm feeling when we all sing Silent Night with candles around and so on, like that. That's what the world thinks peace is like. You're only going to get true peace in your life if you accept Christ as Saviour and are born again. You know, if that's you today, will you heed Jesus' words and be born again? There's still time to do that this year. You don't have to wait until next year with a New Year's resolution. I'm going to turn to Christ next year. Because what happens with most New Year's resolutions? At this time of year, many people make New Year's resolutions. Are you one of them? Anybody else here resolve, I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start running again. I'm going to go swimming. I'm going to be nice to everyone. Well, I've resolved this year not to make any New Year's resolutions. Roger's on the same wavelength. Think about it. You know, many do New Year's resolutions, don't they? I only know of one person who made a New Year's resolution a couple of minutes before midnight on the 31st of December and kept it until just after midnight on January the 1st, like a year later. And that was my brother. It was a watch night service at church, and one of the youth leaders, he used to go up to her and just go like that in the small of her back and make her go, oh! He used to do it all through the year, any time, any occasion, and he made a New Year's resolution that he wouldn't do it, and he didn't. And just after midnight, we'd had the watch night service and everybody had had the last prayer. He stood up and went to her and went like that. He's the only person I know. But what about you? If you haven't accepted Christ yet, are you going to think it's a New Year's resolution? I'll do it next year. That's my aim for this year. Well, think about New Year's resolutions because I don't know many people who actually keep them. So how about those of us who are already born again? Maybe you've resolved to read your Bible more, pray more this year, to fast more, do more for the church, more for Christ. Have you been there before, like this time last year and the year before, and it's all fallen flat? You resolve to read your Bible more. January the 1st comes, you get up early. Great, isn't it? Have a good time reading the word and praying. January the 2nd, the enthusiasm is still there. But maybe a few days later, like I did this morning, you oversleep by a lot. Or maybe something happens, a domestic plumbing emergency or something. A whole host of other things crop up. And before you know it, you're once more out of the habit of doing something like reading God's word and praying. See what I mean about New Year's resolutions? We've all been there, I'm sure. So maybe if you're resolving to do something like that and you miss a day, don't feel like you have failed. Go again the next day. Now, I mentioned about having two birthdays. And we've talked about celebration, haven't we? Celebrating New Year. We haven't talked about celebrating birthdays. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I come from a family where we celebrate birthdays. And I think the older my children have got, the more they seem to be celebrated. Probably because they're all grown up and moved away. So it's a time when the whole family can come together in a big family occasion and celebrate. It was like that when I was a child as well. Maybe you don't celebrate birthdays in quite the same way. Maybe you just have a quiet day, quiet celebration. However you celebrate your birthday, I was wondering, how about in 2024, if you've been born again, you celebrate your birthday twice? There's a novel thought, isn't it? Maybe it's on your second birthday. Maybe you can spend time just thanking God, thanking Him for what He's done for you. Or maybe, and here's an even more radical thought, why don't you invite your friends and family round and have a celebration of your second birth? What a great way to spread the gospel if you have friends and family who don't know the Lord. So, something to think about. We all celebrate our natural birthdays, don't we? Why not celebrate our second spiritual birthdays? And if you don't have a specific day when you can remember you came to the Lord, why not do it Paddington Bear style? Just celebrate it 6 months after your physical birthday. That's what Paddington Bear does. Or maybe, an even more radical thought, it's something we should be celebrating every day. You know, even if you don't manage to read your Bible or pray due to circumstances that happen on a particular day, you can still take time to thank Jesus and celebrate the fact that you have got eternal life to come. So, whatever 2024 throws at you, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, then remember the words of Jesus. You must be born again. And if you are already, then why not celebrate your second birthday in some way? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross, that we might have our sins forgiven and the surety of eternal life. We thank you that through the Holy Spirit we have a down payment that guarantees what is to come. As we enter a new year, we pray that you'd help us to be more like you, as individuals and as a church. Lord, to take the gospel out there to those who need to hear the message that they must be born again. We pray you'd help us to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.